Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pools in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk only control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad mouthing you. And O'Reilly. They can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't even communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You know, even though you only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate them. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March for what? Who cares? Marching never changed anything.
Thank you. many a young athlete entertains hoop dreams. Few, if any, have tried as hard to make them come true as the kid our Steve Hartman has gone to see.
Every week, he set himself up for disappointment. Every week, 13-year-old Jamarian Stiles came to this community center in Boca Raton, Florida, hoping to play basketball with the other kids. And every week, he was rejected.
They'll start picking teams, and I would be the only one left out. And then they'll just tell me, just go home and stuff. You can break someone's heart like that.
The problem was obvious to everyone but Jamarian. He lost his hands and most of his arms as an infant due to a rare bacterial infection. But he insisted that was no reason to give up his hoop dreams.
What about soccer? Have you heard of that sport?
Yeah, hear it every day.
Why don't you play soccer? That just seems like the obvious thing.
You would think that I would be good at soccer. I'm really not. I'm horrible.
Which is why, on the first day of class here at Eagles Landing Middle School, Jamarian took his case to basketball coach Darian Williams.
Yeah.
Said he wanted to be on the team this year.
I said, all great, well, just make sure you try out.
But you say, okay, great, but what are you really thinking?
This man has no arms.
Yeah.
How is he going to play basketball? But man, he told me, Mr. Williams, I've never been on a team before. Even if I don't play, I just want to be on the team. And how could I say no to that?
And that's how the Eagles got their first armless basketball player. Jamarian, number two there, quickly earned a reputation as the hardest worker on the squad.
He was usually the first one in the gym, usually the last one to leave.
Still, he sat on the bench most of the season.
Try one more.
Until last month. Coach put him in the game with about 6 minutes left. And when he eventually got the ball on the far side of the court, everyone yelled, shoot it! So he did. And sank. A three-pointer. And if you didn't quite see that, don't worry. Because shortly after, he got the ball again. This time on the near side. For another three-pointer. At the buzzer. Jamarian Stiles. The kid no one would pick. Was now everyone's hero. Needless to say, today, Jamarian can play all he wants at the community center. He just made the volleyball team and has every intention of playing football next year. Really, the only thing he won't play is the victim.
If I could wave a magic wand right now and give you your arms back, would you want them?
I don't need them.
You don't need them?
No.
Who needs hands when you've got this kind of touch?
Going to be able to sew on my one little solar panel?
Sewing machine installation. The Selco office in Davangere receives an inquiry from an end user for a solar sewing machine installation. The branch manager discusses with the end user about the system details, explains its benefits, and confirms the order. Post confirmation, the sales executive gets the end user's signature on the order acknowledgement form. He arrives at the branch office after the site survey and discusses with the branch manager about the requirement of the end user and submits the order acknowledgement form. The branch manager approves and gives the order acknowledgement form to the office administrator and briefs him to generate the interbranch memo. The office administrator raises the interbranch memo and the goods receipt note, and he generates a delivery challan which includes the material list and the tax and service invoice. He gets the approval of the branch manager on the delivery challan. He calls the end user and confirms the availability, date, and time for installation. He briefs the technician about the order and tells him to get the material ready from the godown. The technician gets ready to go to the site by taking all components listed in the delivery challan from the branch godown, loads it into the pickup truck carefully, packs all the safety kit and tools required for the installation. After that, he unloads the material with the help of the assistant and carries it inside the house. He greets the end user and takes the signature of the end user on the delivery challan, confirming the delivery of materials. He prepares the components for installation.
Panel 12 volt 60 watt. Battery 12 volt 60 ampere hour. Charge regulator 12 volt 10 ampere hour. Paddle controller and pulley belt. MMS 60 watt.
Always wear a safety jacket, gloves, and helmet before starting the installation. Enter the serial number of the panel and the battery for warranty. Before fixing the module mounting structure, check the direction using a compass and mark the point at which the anchor nail must be placed for the GI pipe. Use a drilling machine to drill holes in the ball for the nails and fix the GI pipe on the wall using nail and hammer. Always make sure not to drill on the pillar or a beam. The next step is to connect the module mounting structure to the panel. Attach the nut and bolt. Connect the lugs to the wire. Red wire positive, black wire negative. After that, align the panel facing south with appropriate inclination as per the region for maximum radiation. Start the wiring from inside. Find a place for taking the wire inside the room and drill a hole into the wall. Pass the wire through the PVC pipe and fix it to the wall using clamps. Now, to connect the charge regulator, keep the charge controller on the wooden box and mark the points to drill holes for the wire. Use a drilling machine and drill 6 holes to connect the positive and negative wires from solar panel, battery, and load. Cut the wooden box on the sides to pass the wires and PVC pipe inside. mount the wooden box and the charge regulator to the wall. Fix the charge regulator on the wooden box using nails and a screwdriver. Strip the wire using a wire stripper and attach the lugs using a wire crimper and connect it to the charge regulator. Then connect the battery to the charge regulator. Then connect the load to the charge regulator. And connect the panel to the charge regulator. To connect the battery, wind the wire on a rod for flexibility. Apply petroleum jelly on the terminal of the battery to avoid rusting and connect the wire accordingly. Fix the floats on the battery for checking the water level. If the indicator is below the red line, the battery needs to be serviced. Fix a switch for turning the sewing machine motor on or off. Check the orientation of the motor and fix it on the sewing machine table. Connect the pedal between the motor and the battery. Wind the wire using the rod for flexibility. The pedal is used for controlling the motor. Connect the motor to the pulley of the machine. Check the working of the paddle controller and check whether it is heating up while the machine is running. The setup is complete. The technician explains the indicators on the charge regulator and the do's and don'ts. He also explains the maintenance and the safety measures to be taken while using the machine to the end user. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to my easy life. This is Sharon. If you're here, then I know you're one of those women who are ready to get rid of fear and anxiety out of their life and start living a life of ease. I'm going to talk about today the word attraction in the law of attraction teaching. I don't like that word because I don't feel like we're attracting things to us, and I'll tell you how I see it. First of all, I think the law of alignment would probably be a better way of putting it. Okay, and here's why. Everything is laid out in front of us, ready and waiting for us to experience it when we come into the state of mind that will allow us to experience it. Okay? So we're not attracting the things to us in the sense that they're not moving towards us. We're the magnet and they're coming towards us. No. All we're doing is changing our mindset. Okay? We're aligning ourselves, changing our mindset to be in tune, you might say, because there's sound and resonance that goes along with every physical thing. So we're changing our mindset so that we can resonate with the thing we want to see. Otherwise, this is what happens. If we're not in alignment, if we're clouded by, you know, negative thoughts or other things, then we're not going to be able to see and experience the things that we really want to. Okay? So don't think in terms of don't think about the law of attraction in terms of something coming towards you. It's really you moving towards that thing, if there's any movement. But the only movement is what's taking place in mind. You are actually aligning your mind with what you want, okay? It's not the thing moving towards you. So if you want even a boyfriend or a husband or something like that, become the person that you want to attract. So if you're looking for somebody who is kind and compassionate, then you have to be that kind, compassionate person. It's a recognition process because everything is already here. Whether or not we can see it or we can experience it, it doesn't matter. It's just here waiting for us to get the clouds and shadows out of the way and see it and experience it. You cannot see, you cannot recognize anything that you are not in alignment with. You won't be able to see it. There are things happening all around us all the time. And if your mind isn't in line or in tune with that thing, you won't be able to see it. Okay? But let's take, for example, the idea of you wanting a car, a red car, maybe a red Porsche. All right? Once you plant that in your mind, I desire a red Porsche, you know what's going to happen? You're going to go out there and start seeing red Porsches all over the place. Okay, why? Because that you have brought into your being, in your mind, the idea of a red Porsche. And you have gone further than that, maybe you have developed some emotions around that, and yeah, then you'll experience it. But before that, there could have been red Porsches, you know, everywhere. You wouldn't notice it because at the time you weren't focused on that, you know, you weren't aligned with that mentally. So this is how it works, my friends. You know, I really, really wish that you can absorb these things, understand them, turn them over in your mind if you don't understand them. And of course, you know, I'm happy to answer questions, but you don't even have to turn to me. Do your own research. This is the information age. You can find information to support the things I'm saying, and that will help to solidify it for you. And then your life will start becoming easier because you'll see that there are just certain laws and patterns you have to follow to be able to, you know, have the experiences in life that you want. Okay? All right. Remember to go after peace and go after the easy life. And I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Now I'm going to show you the physical setup of the whole system. So this is divided into four parts. Let us begin now. We have a panel of 60 watt which is fixed on the rooftop. You have two terminals coming out of it which are fixed on the charge controller. The positive one is this, the negative one is this. In the next step, you have a battery of 12 volt, 60 Ah battery. The positive and negative terminals of the battery are here and this is connected to the charge controller here, positive and negative. The third step is connection of the pedal control to the charge controller. You have two wires coming out of this pedal control here and you have connected it as a load to the charge controller, the positive wire and the negative wire. In the fourth step, you have two wires from pedal control to the motor. So this is the positive one, this is the negative one, and you have connected it to the motor. So in all, what we see is that we want to run the motor. So all the connections are now made and we see whether the motor is running or not. So once the connections are done, we press this. This is the pedal control and we see whether the motor runs or not. So this actually works. So this is a very simple installation of a sewing machine. It's just that we haven't put the solar panel on the top. Otherwise, the function of solar panel is just to charge the battery. Thank you so much.
People who live in towns and cities in Uganda and many other African countries have some access to grid electricity to light their homes and power their businesses. But many rural people aren't connected at all. But simply waiting for the grid to arrive isn't good enough for entrepreneurs like Moses Akera. He recognizes there's a good business to be made harnessing the power of the sun.
I really prefer solar to be used in the community like this because it remains the property of the client. You don't pay bills and you don't buy fuel like somebody using generator.
So solar energy is the best option for many rural Ugandans. But being new to the industry, many solar retailers like Moses were struggling to make their businesses a success.
We don't have capacity to advertise ourselves, our products. We don't have capacity to have quality technical training.
So the Rural Energy Foundation, a not-for-profit organization, introduced the Solar Now program in 2007. Its aim, to spread the benefits of electricity throughout rural Africa by providing training and support to existing solar retailers like Moses. And they encourage other retailers and entrepreneurs to start selling solar equipment from scratch.
Most of these retailers need to be supported in terms of training so that they can be able to run their businesses better. They also need support in terms of market awareness because so many people out here in the field do not know about solar, so we need to come and enlighten them.
As well as training, the Rural Energy Foundation loans retailers portable demonstration kits, which they use to drum up business in local markets.
What we're trying to do is these people are off-grid and they do not have access to electricity. So we're trying to show them how solar can improve their lives. For instance, we try to show them how they can make money from solar. For instance, here with us we have a shaver, so they can use this to have barbershops. We also show them how they can use it to use light at their homes. See, when you have this light in your house, the children can study at night. They can use it in their shops to work longer hours, and they can use it at home.
If retailers want to use the Solar Now brand, they have to commit to providing high-quality installations and good after-sales service. The Rural Energy Foundation helps them achieve this by training solar technicians.
We're trying to get the entrepreneurs to sign service contracts, so when they sell the product, it also comes with after-sales service. Let's say they have to check to make a phone call to the customer after a certain period to check if the system is working, and then till after some time through the service contract, they also have to go and actually do the inspection of the system.
The Rural Energy Foundation has trained over 200 retailers in 9 African countries. So far, they've sold 57,000 solar home systems and 36,000 solar lanterns. They've helped at least 400,000 people, saved nearly 5 million litres of kerosene and 12,000 tonnes of CO2 each year. Basil Okelo is impressed and has decided to buy the equipment from Moses to set up his own solar barbershop and phone charging business. He's taking advantage of a credit scheme which helps entrepreneurs buy equipment from SolarNow retailers to get their businesses going.
SolarNow is giving me a loan. I'm going to make a down payment of 25% now. Later, in 3 months' time, I'll make another 25%, making a total of 50%. Then the remaining I'll complete within a period of a year.
With his system now installed, Basil is optimistic about the future.
Because this is a new investment I'm going into. I have never been into this business before. But as I see, I have the expectation that I'll make money.
Moses is growing his solar retail business too. He already had a shop in town. With support from the Rural Energy Foundation, he's now set up a small village branch to cater specifically for his rural customers.
Rural Energy Foundation is very important to us. If they help us training technicians, we shall be in position to expand all over.
We hope that others will also adopt the private sector development approach. We don't want to be unique. We want to spread the word that this is a really efficient approach to get the technology diffused deeply into the rural markets.
The Rural Energy Foundation plans to expand into other African countries and broaden its range of sustainable technologies. Solar panels are now becoming a common sight here on homes, and shops buy them as well to run radios and offer phone charging, increasing their income and enabling people to communicate. And to everyone's delight, the local bar has installed a fridge powered by the sun. The owner is pleased with his investment.
Yeah, we're happy because it's cold, the beer tastes better, and so I get more customers.